Time now for your letters, or letter, I should say, as we only have time for one. This from Jill Leger, and we found it particularly moving. Many thanks for Paul Ingalls' report on poetry and Alzheimer's disease, she writes. I live in Washington, D.C., where for the past 3 years I've volunteered weekly at a care home for the elderly. Usually we chat, sing, or play cards, but after hearing your report, I was inspired to instigate a poetry night. What a success! With Mike in tow, I started with Wordsworth, moving on to Frost and Dickinson. But then the real magic happened. We asked if anyone wanted to read a poem. Mrs. Saxton said she would, but first we needed to find her glasses. She proceeded to read Edna St. Vincent Millay's My Candle Burns at Both Ends. Then Mrs. Burdett read Lord Byron's She Walks in Beauty. We read a lot more, and every poem elicited cheers, laughter, hugs, and kisses. By 8 p.m., everyone was in such a good mood, and I knew we had the makings of a regular activity and such an easy one to plan. I think the most touching thing for me was my sense that these people were finally able to share a part of themselves that is all too often hidden in a nursing home setting, the parts of them that dream, ponder, wonder, speculate, think, and feel, their true selves. How I enjoyed meeting these people all over again. Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's WESUN at npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.